Some NWTMLAs are proposing an independent caucus, in an effort to bring back real consensus government, they argue. Yellowknife North MLA Shauna Morgan posted on Facebook announcing the caucus on February 12. She says the idea comes from Range Lake MLA Kieran Testart. It would create a voting bloc in the assembly, Morgan's social media post reads. In the proposal, regular members, i.e. non-cabinet members, such as myself, would have a choice on whether to join this caucus, Morgan wrote. But once you're in, you'd have to obey the rules set by the caucus and vote the way the caucus dictated, or else you'd be forced out of the group. Also on February 12, NNSL Media received a slideshow that explained more about the independent caucus. If the current system was working, then we wouldn't be having this discussion, the document states. The slideshow specifically notes that one goal is to make ministers more accountable. The document is critical of cabinet solidarity, a political norm in parliamentary systems where cabinet members must publicly support government decisions, even if they privately disagree. In practice, this means cabinet has 7 votes at all times when it comes to spending and legislation, the slideshow reads. In comparison, regular MLAs need 9 votes to pass legislation. The caucus argues those members have limited to no incentives to build voting coalitions and lack access to other resources afforded to cabinet. Cabinet is in the tent, and regular members are on the outside looking in, the slideshow reads. We are not welcomed at the same table and we do not work together like a band or municipal council. The presentation also states that MLAs care more about who they are working with, rather than who they work for. It also mentions that MLA priorities should be the only priorities of the territory. The political machinery of government that drives decision-making has been handed over to senior officials rather than elected leaders, the slideshow reads. Testart is scheduled to hold a press conference on February 12, which is expected to provide more details about what this caucus will entail.